fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Ooh, fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, we've missed you. It's nice to have you back.
It's so weird because I worked out this morning. It's the longest I've been away from BFM since I started working here in
April 2006.
Wow. Crazy,
well, it's very, very nice to have you back in the studio. I hope lockdown was all good for you.
Yeah, no, I'm one of those lucky ones that still has my job and, you know, could work from home. So I have no complaints at all.
That's good.
I just feel
good
for everyone else.
Yeah.
It really sucks.
Yeah, very much so. Hey, what are we talking about in fashion this morning?
Well, it is on topic, probably expected. I thought we'd talk about the blurry lines between fashion masks or non-medical masks and medical masks.
Okay, this is a good topic,
And this is, you know, if regular listeners know, they know that I like to read The Guardian. And so this comes from an article in The Guardian called Kim Kardashian West's Face Masks Provoke Controversy.
Sounds about right.
Yes. So Kim Kardashian West has a range of shapewear called Skims. And she decided, her designers decided to release some face masks. Five different shades of nude, sand, clay, sienna, cocoa, onyx.
She's all about the clay colours, eh?
She loves a
nude.
A nudes.
Nudes.
Nudes. First of all, they got in trouble for casual racism because one of the masks was not the right shade of nude for the black model. Skims have since changed this.
Did they change the mask or did they change the model?
No,
genuine
the mask.
Question. Okay.
Yep. No, the appropriate. They only cost $8, but they sold out in 30 minutes and are now, have a massive waiting list.
What?
Yeah.
The world! Ah!
Yeah, but the cool thing is, and this is kind of like, I guess, where it's kind of so weird for me, is that, you know, you think, whoa, this is crazy, you know. They're going to donate 10,000 masks to various local relief charities in LA, where wearing a mask is mandatory if physical distancing is not possible.
So, I mean, I'm sure you're about to get to this, but I am always curious about this, you know, how effective is a fashion mask? Is it as effective as a medical?
So I think if you don't have access to a medical mask, and you should, and like you are supposed to wear a mask, then wearing a fashion mask is better than not wearing one at all.
Right.
But they don't, you know, depending on the fabric or whatever, they don't actually stop bacteria or
anything passing back and forth.
A lot of the ability to stop COVID spread in wearing masks, though, is it stops you from spittling other people.
Yeah. Got you. Okay.
So, you know, it's going to stop that.
Yeah.
Unless it's some very gauzy mesh.
Yes.
It's going to at least stop you from infecting other people.
As long as you don't touch it and then put all your germs on your hands on other things as well. Yeah.
And other fashion brands have also adapted, you know, they have consciously adapted manufacturing to produce masks and other PPE equipment, in many cases not for profit, to help out the medical. One of the ones that I thought was quite interesting was the Vampire's wife, Nick Cave's wife, Susie Cave, and she's released non-medical masks.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton and silk.
Ooh, luxe.
35
Believable, I like it.
Pound.
Wow.
Ooh.
Comes in own little bag. I mean, they're beautiful, but I kind of figure, I wear so much makeup, and lipstick. I'm just going to be
getting it all manky on the inside. Yeah,
it's going to be weird.
But I guess that one good thing about that is, as you're saying, they're kind of also like a fundraiser in many ways as well. So a lot of people who would buy clothes from the Vampire's Wife, which are very expensive and very beautiful dresses, will probably buy that even if they're not necessarily going to be using it. They've got that money and they can buy that. All of the profits are going to very good causes, so it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, and a percentage of their profits are going to charities as well. So that's a good thing. Some of the labels that have got into trouble are ASOS and Boohoo. They're produced masks.
Classic.
Like Leopard Print and Paisley, and that's purely for profit. So they're accused of being of corona washing, which is using the pandemic as a public relations vehicle.
That's an interesting term, actually, and I
Yeah.
I think it probably applies to a lot of things. Yeah, that's really...
When I first read it, though, I was, like, thinking it's Corona beer washing. Like, you know, like washing in Corona beer.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay. And that's all I could think of. But, yeah, no.
Have you seen the mask that opens and shuts like a puppet mouth so you can eat?
What?
Oh, this looks amazing.
It's revolting.
We should describe it. It's,
you look like a horse. And it's remote controlled.
What?
And so you have like a little thing that you squeeze when you want it to open so you can put your fork of food through.
But it's like, dude, just like lift
take
it
your
up.
Dang mask off.
This is amazing. So
this is a classic, like,
if you wanna
humans
see this,
of post-capitalism situation.
Yeah. If you want to see this, Google coronavirus remote controlled mask invented to allow eating.
It's currently on BBC World, but it's ridiculous.
Someone says, have you seen the masks with a clear panel for lip reading?
Whoa,
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. Local labels that have masks, I've only looked up a couple. Stolen Girlfriends have a non-medical face mask. One of theirs, the black one, is sold out. They're $39. All of the Vampire Wife's ones sold out a million times over.
Did she use, like... fabric scraps as well? Is that what she was using, like off cuts of silk or something?
Yeah, they would have been because they're the same prints as her dresses.
Okay.
And for Stolen Girlfriends.
So if you can't afford a beautiful, beautiful Vampire's Wife dress, you can have a nice face mask.
Yes. And Stolen Girlfriends are using repurposed materials, so that's cool. And incidentally, Karen Walker has been making face masks for a long time and are medical.
Wow.
Yep.
Shout out.
They're Mio Helix filter ones, and they come with four interchangeable covers, and they're infused with Manuka honey.
Mm. Ooh.
But they're expensive. They're $89. But then, Jesus. You know, it is a medical, you know.
Medical grade mask.
Yep.
Wow. This is wild. I actually was thinking about this the other day because you can think of those old pandemic masks from, like, the
Italian doctor ones.
The Italian doctor ones.
Where
with
you
the
look
big
like a crow.
Scary crow nose. And that kind of crops up every now and then in runway fashion and that sort of thing. Are we going to see masks on the runway, you reckon, in the next couple of seasons,
Yeah,
Penny?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm wondering whether it is going to actually be a staple fashion item because, like,
it's going to be.
What else, you know, like, we always need new accessories, right?
Now we're going to have glamorous face masks.
Maybe balaclavas.
Is that popping up in movies now, though, like Eyes Wide Shut and things where there's meant to be a cult? Then you have those weird kind of bird-looking masks.
Yeah, bird-looking masks. Someone's shouted out the high-class fashion emporium of Jeff's Emporium for masks.
Yeah,
shout out to Jeff's. And someone has also said, this is Grizzy, said, steampunks just wear plague masks all the time.
That's
this
true.
Is the season for steampunkers to really get into their plague mask fashion.
What town is that? Oamaru?
Oamaru, yeah. Steampunk capital of the world. Not just New Zealand, it's the international steampunk capital.
Oh, I think I'm going there in a couple of weeks.
Good luck.
Going on a South Island tour.
Get your fantastic plague mask ready to go.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make one.
They are fascinating to me, though, these bonkers face masks that we're seeing show up at the moment. Penny, someone said, hello, Penny. It's so good to hear your voice live from the station.
Yay!
Which is very true. It is. It's great to have you back. Hey, thank you so much for bringing us a bit of what's going on in the old weird world of fashion face masks.
Thanks.
It's very good to have you back on the show, and we'll hear you this afternoon on the 1 to 4.
Yes, I'll be live.
Live.
Live radio. Thank you.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.